Regular Joe here to tell you about the greatest and latest deals from our good friends at MyPillow.com. Right now, six-piece towel sets are buy one, get one free. Or you can get the individual MyPillow bath sheets with a discount of more than 50% when you use promo code REGULARJOE. If you're thinking more along the lines of warm and deluxe, then you'll want to check out one of their super luxurious Supima cotton robes, also more than 50% off with promo code REGULARJOE. Choose from their lightweight or heavyweight, which is what we got Regular Joe Jr. recently, and he wears it so much he's practically become inseparable from it. Complete the look with a pair of the best slippers on the market. They are fantastic. I love wearing MyPillow slippers. The gel inserts make you feel like you're walking on air, and best of all, right now, you can get them at $90 off. And most of all, you'll be helping to support a great American company when you go to MyPillow.com/Regular Joe and use promo code Regular Joe. Friday, Joe Giganti, you Regular Joe. You can be a part of it. 888-737-1737. Let's go right to the phones. Get started here on this open line Friday. Let's go line one. Bill, good morning in Pickerel. How are you today?
Yes, good morning, Joe. A couple things I want to bring up this morning. You were talking about that 25-year-old guy from Detroit there. Was he a football player?
Yep.
Died at 25 years old. And you know what? I've been hearing a lot of stories about how a lot of athletes have been dying that have gotten the COVID shots. And you were talking about Pfizer there a little bit ago. You know what? I bet you any money, indeed, if he had those shots, that might have had something to do with him dying at 25 years old.
Well,
that had to do with his heart.
Yeah, that's one of the questions we're waiting to find out.
About there. But the main thing I wanted to talk about today is I am tired of seeing our tax dollars going to paying for all these illegals coming into this country. We are putting them up in plush hotels in L.A. and other places. And you know what? We got homeless people out there that are sitting and living in tents along the freeways out there. I don't know if you've ever seen pictures of that.
Oh, I'm well aware, yeah.
These people coming into this country illegally, and that's the word I'm going to use here, illegally, are being treated better than the American citizens. You know, there's something wrong here. We need to change this. And first of all, those illegals have no business in this country to begin with.
Well,
so why are we treating them like first-class citizens?
Well, you'll get no argument from me. I think our immigration policy, particularly with illegals, has been terrible. It's been terrible for years. It's been put on steroids of terrible under Joe Biden without any question. There's a couple of things at play. First of all, I agree. We waste way too much of our taxpayer money on things outside of the United States. I mean, right now, we're sending billions of dollars in equipment and money to the Ukraine so they can defend their borders, but we're told we can't secure our borders. We can't put a wall up. I mean, a fraction of what we've spent in Ukraine would have put a border up, or a wall up across our entire southern border. So the kind of bifurcated approach is very frustrating, as goes illegal immigrants. First and foremost, we have to secure the border, which stops the stem of illegals. Now, to the question of what we do when they are in the United States, non-governmental organizations, NGOs, them spending money to try to make sure people have food, shelter, and that, I can't argue against it because, as goes a basic understanding of human dignity, nobody wants anyone to starve. That is very different, though, than what you're talking about. New York's another one of the cities where they're literally putting them into these $500 a night hotel rooms, which ultimately the taxpayers are paying for, and they're destroying. I mean, there's reports out of New York where they're doing hundreds of thousands of dollars of damage in a night because they're throwing away food, they're not eating the food, they're doing damage to them, and ultimately all of it is symptomatic of the real problem, which is that we have essentially an open border on our southern border, and it's allowing people to come in for whatever the reasons, but not to the betterment of our country, certainly not to the safety and security of our country, or to improve our economy. And not every one of them has a legitimate claim to asylum. And going back to the Trump years, even if they do, they should remain in Mexico until that's worked out.
is the Regular Joe Radio Show.